Hello, and welcome to our program, Prevention, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Toni Morell, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the February 2024 issue of Prevention Magazine, here on OWL Radio. Prevention Magazine, February 2024. How well do you know your peepers? 1. In which part of the eye does sight begin? A. Retina. B. Optic nerve. C. Cornea. D. Pupil. And the answer is 1. Vision all starts at the cornea. Light bounces off an object and enters the cornea, a transparent tissue on the surface of the eye. The cornea then bends the light to make the image of whatever is in front of us clearer. Then other parts of the orb get in on the action to help us see in situations with different levels of light. The pupil, focus on objects near and far, the lens, identify colors, the retina, and recognize what we're looking at, the optic nerve, which shuttles signals to the brain. Talk about teamwork. 2. Carrots can help you see better. A. True. B. False. It's not just an old school saying to get kids to eat their veggies. Carrots are in fact super supporters of good eye health. They are packed with beta carotene, an antioxidant that gives them their pigment and contributes to the health and function of several eye components. To really eat for your eyes, also consume foods high in lutein and zeaxanthin. Dark leafy greens are loaded with them, plant compounds that are necessary for good overall vision and disease prevention. So the best answer is A. True. 3. Which of these habits boosts your risk of age-related vision issues such as cataracts and macular degeneration? A. Not practicing good contact lens hygiene. B. Smoking. C. Rubbing your eyes. Best answer, B. You already know that lighting up is terrible for your lung health and heart disease risk, but it can also put your eyesight in danger. Smoking is associated with greater risk of age-related macular degeneration and cataracts, problems that can lead to blurry vision or even blindness over time. Smoking damages the optic nerve and other parts of the eye that are crucial for clear eyesight. So, take control of your current and future health and snuff it out now. 4. Blue light blocking glasses are best way to prevent eye strain. A. The jury is still out. B. Yes, everyone who uses digital screens should have a pair. C. They're a marketing gimmick. Best answer, A. While clinical studies haven't yet provided a clear answer as to whether blue light blocking glasses actually help shield eyes from these wavelengths of light, experts say it can't hurt to try wearing a pair if you experience the unpleasant effects of staring at a laptop, TV, or smartphone for too long, including headache, dry eye, and blurry vision. Or remind yourself to blink and give your eyes a break by using the 20-20-20 rule whenever you're in front of a digital screen. Every 20 minutes, look 20 feet away from the screen for 20 seconds. 5. Don't worry about wearing sunglasses in winter. The sun isn't that strong. A. True. B. False. Best answer, B. The sun's radiant glow can damage your eyes during any season, whatever the temperature, so don a pair of shades on sunny days year-round. exposure to UVA and UVB radiation, the types emitted by the sun, can lead to cataracts and some cancers over time. To give your peepers the best protection, look for large lenses that block 99% to 100% of both UVA and UVB rays and put them on whenever the sun is bright. Listeners, going back to number one, in which part of the eye does sight begin? The best answer was C for the cornea. Moving on, four-legged fitness. Choose what's true and false about exercise and pets. Regular exercise, including active play, is important for cats and dogs for a host of reasons, preventing obesity, staving off boredom, and even helping preserve muscle mass and keep joints limber. See how much you know. 1. Dogs will stop when they're tired, so let them wear themselves out. True or false? The answer, false. Because they want to please their people, many dogs will keep playing despite exhaustion or dehydration. Make sure you take plenty of breaks for water and rest, and stop if your pet displays excessive panting or lies down. 2. Cats don't need playtime the way dogs do. True or false? False. As is true for dogs, daily play will keep cats in good mental and physical shape. Some will even walk on a leash. Entice your kitty by dangling a feather on a string or letting them bat around a catnip mouse to engage their natural prey drive and get them moving. 3. Some breeds need more exercise than others. True or false? True. High-energy working dogs like border collies will need more stimulation than couch potatoes like basset hounds. When you're looking to add a new furry family member to your pack, do your research to make sure their energy level will match your lifestyle. 4. Older pets should be engaged to be active. True or false? True. As animals age, their muscles and joints can get stiff just like ours do. Staying active can help, but check with your vet if your pet is overweight or has any medical conditions that can help your pet get fit safely. 5. Letting a dog out in the backyard is plenty of exercise for them. True or false? False. Even if your dog runs around the yard on their own, playing with them regularly is important to keep your bond strong and their body and mind sharp. In general, aim to give your pet about 30 minutes of exercise per day. That could include a walk around the block, a rousing game of fetch, or even running up and down the stairs indoors together. Prevention Magazine, February 2024. Move of the month. Open your hips. Your hips are super important players when it comes to overall mobility. This hip opening exercise will help optimize your range of motion and support optimal body alignment so you can move better and feel great as you take on the day. The goal? See how many days in a row you can perform this move. 1. Kneel on one knee. The foot that's flat on the floor should be positioned sideways, so it's in line with the knee of the same leg. If your hips are super tight, it's okay to adjust and have your foot angled slightly forward for a bit more stability. 2. Hold a kettlebell in both hands so it's hanging straight down in front of the knee that's touching the floor. 3. Inhale and shift your weight toward your planted foot and bent knee. The kettlebell will naturally move toward your center, and you should feel tension in your hips and glutes. 4. Push back to starting position. Repeat 8 to 10 times on each side. Breathe for your health. What you may have heard as belly breathing is a simple yet powerful way to cater to your body and your mind. Breathing this way can lower blood pressure, decrease muscle tension, increase blood circulation, reduce GI symptoms, strengthen the pelvic floor, and quiet the mind to zap. Special hearts, special care. Really target your pelvic region. Lie down with your knees bent. Put one hand on your chest and the other on your abdomen, just below your rib cage. Inhale through your nose for 4 to 5 seconds, filling your belly with air and focusing your attention on its rise. Hold for 3 seconds and tighten your abdomen. Then, exhale slowly through your mouth for 6 seconds, releasing all the air. You'll know you've got the hang of it when the hand on your chest is still and only the one on your belly moves as you breathe. Prevention Magazine 2024, In Focus, Heart Health. The body's powerhouse is affected by what you eat, how you move, your state of mind. And that means there's so much you can do to keep it ticking. Here's everything you need to know. Special Hearts, Special Care, by Lisa Bain. Cardiologist Nisa Goldberg, MD, is passionate about the need for care equity. The idea that when it comes to heart disease, all practitioners need to give women as much attention as they give men. Women need to pay attention as well. Heart disease is the number one killer of United States women, a fact that only a little over half of American women are aware of. And if a woman suffers from a cardiac issue, her symptoms may be different from a man's. Yes, the most common symptom for everyone is the classic chest discomfort, tightness or pressure, says Dr. Goldberg, medical director of Atria New York City and a clinical associate professor of medicine at New York University Grossman School of Medicine. But sometimes a woman may experience severe shortness of breath without chest discomfort, she points out, or the discomfort is lower down in the chest and she may mistake it for a stomach ailment. Some women experience upper back pressure or unexplained exhaustion when doing very minimal exercise. Another difference for women, says Dr. Goldberg, is in the risk factors. There are standard heart disease risks men and women share, like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, cigarette smoking, lack of exercise, and obesity. But specific to women are pregnancy-related complications that raise their risk even years later. Preeclampsia, preterm birth, hypertension during pregnancy, and gestational diabetes. What that means, Dr. Goldberg says, is that it's critical for doctors to take complete medical histories and to ask women, even later in life, if they had any of the above complications during pregnancy or after giving birth. But not enough physicians know this, she adds. There's so much research going on around women and heart disease, and we need to get this integrated into clinical practice faster so more women can benefit from it. Medical schools have improved their curricula, so it'll be better for the doctors of the future. But we have to make sure this information gets disseminated to the doctors who are already practicing and taking care of women. It's time for better action for women. Something that would help, she says, is for all doctors to have a checklist right on the electronic record explaining how to screen women for heart disease. For now, here's the bottom line. Be aware that not all physicians are tuned in to the specific heart risks women face. This guide can help arm you with the important know-how you need, because women's hearts are special, and special hearts deserve special care. Need to Know Heart Facts by Lisa Bain. An upside to the chilling statistics about women and heart disease. There's much you can do to prevent problems down the line. These facts can mobilize you to take steps to strengthen your heart and maybe even save your life. Fact: high blood pressure raises your risk of heart attack and stroke. The American Heart Association, known as AHA, refers to high blood pressure, HBP, as a silent killer because usually there are no symptoms. That's why a key heart health step is to get your blood pressure checked on the regular. If the condition isn't detected or controlled, it can wreak havoc on blood vessels and the heart as well as on the brain, eyes, and kidneys. Do this. Get your blood pressure checked regularly and talk to your doctor about how often it should be monitored. If yours turns out to be on the high side, discuss ways to help bring it to a healthy level. Many things mentioned in this guide can help, including healthy eating, monitoring weight, easing stress, and exercising regularly. Also importantly, according to the Mayo Clinic, watch your sodium levels and alcohol intake. Fact: sitting too much puts your heart at risk. Studies have shown that sitting on your duff for prolonged periods increases heart disease risk by raising both blood pressure and blood sugar. Here's why. When we sit or lie down, our legs and gluteus muscles, the body's largest muscles, don't contract much and thus don't do their usual jobs of taking sugar from the bloodstream and helping break down fatty acids in the blood. Bingo! Too much sugar and too many fatty acids build up. Do this. Get out of your seat. It doesn't take much movement. A recent small study found that getting up every 30 minutes and moving for as little as 3 minutes might help. One idea for when you're at home is to make yourself a playlist with some 3-minute songs and get out of that chair every hour for a solo dance. In the office, take breaks and walk up a couple of flights of stairs or around the block or the parking lot. Fact: inflammation is a sharp indicator of heart disease. Not all inflammation is bad. It's a natural way in which the body fights off trauma and injury. But when it's chronic, it hangs around, builds up, and has a negative impact on health. It's definitely a risk marker for heart disease, says Dr. Goldberg. Autoimmune diseases such as lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, and Sjögren's syndrome are associated with inflammation. So is obesity. Do this. Think about how to lower inflammation. Getting regular aerobic exercise and losing weight if needed can reduce inflammation, says Dr. Goldberg. This is particularly important for people with an autoimmune disease, she adds. The leading cause of death in people with autoimmune disease is heart disease, so they should pay attention to their heart and heart disease risk factors. Fact: any amount of smoking harms the heart. Smoking hurts almost every organ in the body, including the heart, says the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, affecting how it functions, its structure, the blood vessels, and the blood itself. Vaping ups risk too, says Dr. Goldberg. Vaping is harmful to the heart as well as the lungs and brain, she says. There's a 71% higher risk of stroke and a 59% higher risk of developing a heart attack when you vape. Do this. If you smoke, do everything you can to quit. Start by talking to your doctor, who can direct you to programs and possible medications that can help. Secondhand smoke ups your risk as well, so send any smokers outside. Fact: easing stress is a big heart health booster. Mental stress is a strong potential cardiac risk factor, according to a 2021 Journal of the American Medical Association, known as JAMA. This study, as well as several previous studies. The reason? The fight or flight response accompanying stress releases hormones that cause changes in the body. For example, increasing blood pressure and body fat over time. Stress also brings about higher inflammation in the arteries. Do this. Add some Zen to your life. Think seriously about your own personal path to a calmer life. Make sure you're not carrying too much of the mental load in the household, starting each day with some dedicated reading time, quiet walking time each afternoon. Fact: both cardio and strength exercises are important. Exercise can help keep your blood pressure in check, reduce your levels of stress hormones, and help your muscles pull oxygen out of your blood, among other heart benefits. Getting regular exercise, a combination of aerobic exercise and resistance training, reduces your risk of sudden heart attack and other potentially fatal cardiac events. Do this. For optimal heart health, get at least 150 minutes of aerobic exercise each week, says Dr. Goldberg, and do some upper and lower body strength training 2 or 3 times per week. Fact: a healthy level of cholesterol can prevent blockages in your arteries. The AHA suggests that everyone 20 and older get their cholesterol checked every 4 to 6 years. And you should do that more often if you have heart risk factors or already have heart disease. High levels of LDL cholesterol can lead to fatty buildup in your arteries. And low levels of HDL cholesterol, which helps transport cholesterol away from your arteries, are also unhealthy. Your triglyceride levels will also be checked. If those are high, your risk of heart attack and stroke is higher, especially if the other two levels are out of whack. Do this. Go get that cholesterol test. If you need to improve your levels, your doctor will talk to you about healthier eating, the importance of exercise, and possibly meditation. 7-Day Love Your Heart Challenge by Marissa Cohen. It's the engine that helps everyone else in your body run smoothly. Spend a week showing your heart some extra love. Just take one concrete step each day toward better cardiovascular health. Day 1. Take the stairs. Exercise is one of the best all-around heart boosters. It can help keep blood pressure in check, reduce levels of stress hormones, and help muscles pull oxygen out of the blood, among other things. And here is an easy-peasy way to get it in. Walk upstairs. Recent research from Tulane University found that climbing more than 5 flights of stairs daily could reduce risk of cardiovascular disease, known as CVD, by 20%. And counting 50 steps going up is a lot easier than counting 10,000 steps on flat ground. Day 2. Strategize for better sleep. Chronic lack of sleep is associated with higher blood pressure and an increased risk of CVD. When we snooze, our blood pressure drops to its lowest point of the day, which helps us maintain healthy blood pressure during our waking hours, says Rebecca Robbins, PhD, a sleep expert for URA. Today, set the stage for a better night's sleep. First, consider installing blackout shades, as research shows that adults exposed to light when they sleep may be more likely to develop high blood pressure than those who sleep in complete darkness. Next, find a spot to charge your phone that's not in your bedroom, so blue light and scrolling won't keep you up. Finally, try to crash between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. A study found that people who fell asleep within this window had a lower rate of developing CVD than those who conked out earlier or later. Day 3, limit ultra-processed foods. Eating whole foods is ideal, but not always possible. Some processed foods are healthier than others. For instance, frozen strawberries and whole wheat bread are minimally processed to optimize nutrition. But new research ties ultra-processed foods, such as frozen dinners, packaged cookies, potato chips, to an increased risk of heart disease. One way to tell whether a food is ultra-processed: check to see if the ingredient list includes things you wouldn't see in a home kitchen, like high fructose corn syrup, emulsifiers, and chemical additives. Day 4, get out. It's easy to spend the entire day indoors, working in an office, doing chores around the house, and shuttling between the two in a car or on a bus. Today, schedule a half-hour walk outdoors, preferably in a place where you can at least see a hint of Earth's wonders. Studies show that the calming nature of nature can reduce blood pressure, heart rate, and levels of the stress hormone cortisol. Day 5, boost your omega-3s. Today, figure out a delicious way to get more of this nutritional powerhouse into your life. One recent study found that a diet including omega-3-rich foods was associated with a 10% lower risk of cardiovascular disease and a 20% reduced risk of fatal coronary heart disease. One delectable way to get omega-3s: from fatty fish such as salmon, mackerel, and herring. If you're a vegan or just don't like fish, you can still get a powerful boost from plant-based foods such as walnuts and flax seeds. Sprinkle them on yogurt, use them in a smoothie, or mix them in a salad. Day 6, schedule a dental checkup. You may be surprised to hear that prioritizing dental health is not just good for your smile, but also important for your heart. Studies have shown that people with gum disease or tooth loss have a higher risk of developing heart disease. Day 7, check your medications. Schedule a conversation with your healthcare provider to go over your daily medications. About 1 in 5 American adults with high blood pressure takes a medication that can raise blood pressure even more. If you're in any of these categories, it's worth having a discussion to see if it can be safely replaced. Tune in to our podcast. We're talking more about keeping your heart healthy on the latest prevention episode of the Not Old, Better Show. Find out how to tune in on the radio or online at notold-better.com. You have been listening to Prevention on Al Radio. You can listen to Al Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.alradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Tony Morrell saying goodbye from Al Radio.